Production agents are failing in ways nobody knows how to debug yet. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 265. I'm Izzo, and Boone's here with me to dig into LangChain Academy's new course on monitoring production agents.
And this timing couldn't be better, honestly.
Right? Like 6 months ago, this was all demos and proof of concepts. Now I'm talking to product teams who have agents handling customer support, processing invoices, managing workflows.
And they're all hitting the same wall. When an agent screws up, good luck figuring out why.
Exactly. Traditional monitoring tells you the API returned a 200, but it doesn't tell you the agent decided to book a flight to Mars because it misinterpreted some context 3 steps back.
So what's LangChain actually teaching here? Because agent observability is genuinely hard.
The course is pretty comprehensive. They're covering end-to-end trace visualization, so you can see the full reasoning chain from initial prompt through tool calls, model responses, and final output.
That's huge. With traditional apps, you trace HTTP requests. With agents, you need to trace thoughts?
Basically, yeah. They show you how to instrument each step of the reasoning process. So when your agent calls a search tool, then processes those results, then makes another API call, you can see exactly where it went sideways.
Boone, break down the technical architecture here. How do you actually monitor something that's making decisions? It's fascinating, actually. They're building on LangSmith's tracing infrastructure, but extending it specifically for agent workflows. Every LLM call gets logged with the full context, not just the final prompt, but how that prompt was constructed.
What does that look like in practice?
So imagine your agent is debugging a customer issue. Traditional logging might show, called support_search_API with query X. Agent tracing shows, agent reasoned that customer's problem relates to billing, constructed search query based on extracted account details, found 3 relevant tickets, decided ticket number 2 was most relevant because of timestamp overlap.
That's actually really powerful. You can audit the reasoning, not just the API calls.
Exactly. And they're tracking tool usage patterns too. Which tools does your agent reach for first? Where does it get stuck? How often does it retry versus give up?
From a product perspective, this solves a massive trust problem. Teams are scared to deploy agents because they can't explain what went wrong when something breaks.
The course also covers performance monitoring, which is trickier than you'd think. Agent latency isn't just how fast did the API respond, it's how many reasoning steps did this take and was that reasonable?
Right, because sometimes slow is good if the agent is being thorough, and sometimes fast is bad if it's jumping to conclusions.
They're teaching pattern recognition too. Like, if your agent suddenly starts making way more tool calls than usual, that might indicate it's confused or stuck in a loop.
This feels like the infrastructure piece that was missing. Everyone's building agents, but nobody's building the observability layer.
What's interesting is how different this is from traditional APM tools. Datadog can tell you your API is slow, but it can't tell you your agent is hallucinating pricing information.
The course includes debugging workflows too, right? Not just monitoring?
Yeah, they teach you how to replay agent sessions. So when something goes wrong, you can step through the exact reasoning chain, see what context was available at each step, even modify variables and rerun from any point.
That's like having a debugger for artificial reasoning. Wild.
And they cover A/B testing agent behavior, which is something I hadn't thought about. How do you compare 2 different reasoning approaches when the workflows are non-deterministic?
I'm giving this course an A-. It's addressing a real pain point with practical tools, not just theory.
Agreed. This is the kind of infrastructure work that'll determine which agent deployments succeed and which ones get rolled back after the first production incident. All right, build next time. If you want to get hands-on with this stuff, start with LangSmith's basic tracing. Just instrument a simple agent workflow and see what the traces look like. Second, check out the OpenTelemetry integrations for LangChain. You can pipe agent traces into your existing observability stack.